In the fourth round of this year's draft, the Giants selected Wayne Goldman out of Clemson, the running back, and we're now joined by a man who knows the ins and outs of his game very well, and that is the co-offensive coordinator running backs coach at Clemson, Tony Elliott. Tony, Lance Meadow, John Schmelk with you here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Appreciate the time. How's everything?
Everything's going well, and I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to join you.
Well, Coach, let's start with your impressions of Wayne Goldman. What was your reaction when you found out that he was going to the New York Giants, and what do you think he's going to bring to this team?
You know, I was excited for him. You know, when you think about his skill set and what he brings to the table, and what I know about the New York Giants, and when I was a kid, they like to run the football and need a big back in the eye that can come downhill and imposes will in the fourth quarter, and that's what Wayne Goldman is. He's not your typical 225-pound kid, but he plays like it. He's got the heart of a guy, 7 foot tall, 300 pounds, and he's just going to give you everything that he has.
You know, Coach, it's funny you mention that because I know some Giant fans that call into the show often, they want the Giants to really kind of get a bruising, powerful, physical running back to complement Paul Perkins. Do you think Wayne Goldman can fill that type of role if you want him to?
Oh, definitely. He's a very, very physical guy, and I think that's what separates him from a lot of the backs who are in his draft class and a lot of the backs that are in the game today. He's got an old-school mentality. I believe the man doesn't have any nerves, doesn't feel any pain. You can hand it to him 30 times a game, and he's going to have the same demeanor. And he plays with a defensive mentality, and that's what we noticed early on in the recruiting process when he was in high school, that he played running back very pissed off, while having a smile on his face.
Well, I'm sure the Giants are not going to complain about that, a guy that runs angry and runs with toughness. And Coach, you just alluded to his versatility. And the other thing that jumps out to me when you look over his stats, he was utilized as a receiver within the Clemson offense. You know, what is it about his receiving skills that you think he could bring to the Giants that could really make him a well-versed and a well-dangerous running back?
You know, I think that he's got a lot of upside as a receiver. You know, year after year, he got better and better and better, and we started to involve him more. And I think as you get into the pro style of play, where the running backs typically are in your top three in receiving, he's going to be a guy that can extend plays. And so that allows him to be on the field in all situations. And so he's the kind of guy that can be a bruising back, he's a good pass protector, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield. And with what you guys do at that level by incorporating the back a lot more than what we do, I think that's going to be the part of his game that really takes off over the next couple of years.
Yeah, Coach, the one thing that most scouts said about him heading into the draft is that he was a jack of all trades. He can do a little bit of everything, which I know people in the NFL really love. One minor criticism we heard about his game coming into the pros is that maybe he ran a little bit too high. Was that something that you guys worked with him on when you had him there in Clemson for a few years?
Oh, no question. I got to realize he's a legitimate 6 foot guy.
Oh yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah.
So he's a tall guy. And also too, what I think that is the most exciting thing about him for you guys is his best football and his growth is still ahead of him at the running back position. You know, he played in a wing team style of offense in high school. And so really transitioning to college is where he first learned how to run the zone. And you guys run some of the outside zone and some of the pin and pull plays that we don't quite run at this level. So I think, you know, with his style, he'll be able to adapt. And he runs high, but he knows how to lower his pads. And that's one thing that I was always on him about. I put him under the chutes and tried to get him to bend. But when it's game time, when he knows he needs to lower those pads, he's going to run low.
And you also had mentioned that the pass protection was something that he's been working on at Clemson, and I know that any NFL running backs coach will tell you, in order to get on the field as a rookie, they need to have confidence that on a third down passing situation, you could pick up the blitz or pick up the pressure. You know, how have you seen his development, though, from the time he came into Clemson to the time he left with respect to his pass protection?
You know, the biggest thing was technique, and I talk the same language that you guys talk. I mean, you guys pay the quarterback a ton of money in the National Football League. We had Deshaun Watson leading our offense, and so guys knew that in order to play for me, they had to be able to protect the quarterback. And coming into college, obviously, there's a big learning curve in terms of defensive identification. And so, you know, by about a year and a half in, he had that down pat. The biggest thing is just being committed to his technique because, again, he's a very physical guy. He doesn't like mind contact. He'll put his face in the fan. The biggest thing is just being disciplined after you carry the ball, you know, 15 or 20 times to still use your technique because at the running back position and pass protection, first you got to know who you're blocking. And then, two, you're sitting there and you got to know just the nuances of attacking the line of scrimmage, proper leverage, when to shoot your hands, what technique are you using, or is it a drive block kind of technique where you got to stop that guy, or you got a little bit more finesse. So, you know, I think as he, you know, gains experience with what you guys do, you'll see the best of him to come.
We're joined by Tony Elliott. He was Wayne Gallman's position coach at Clemson. Coach, one thing I always like to see with certain players, you know, Gallman wasn't a five-star recruit coming out of high school. He comes to Clemson. He sits out a year, he redshirts, and then in an open competition, his first time really on the field being a part of the team, he wins the starting job in his redshirt freshman year. What does that say about the young man that he was able to do that at a program where the skill level is so high and you guys are competing for national championships?
Well, first, it's about the evaluation process, very similar to you guys' league. The Souths go out, and they're not looking for the guys that everyone is talking about. They're looking for the guys that jump out on film. And so that's what attracted us in high school is just his physicality. And he's got an unbelievable work ethic. I don't think the young man gets tired. The people in the weight room, myself, I mean, you can't make him get tired. He's like an energizer bunny. He goes all day long. And so coming in, he just had that hunger because he had that chip on his shoulder that he might not have had the recognition of some of the other guys. And he's a stubborn young man in that he knows what he wants, and he's not going to let anybody tell him that he can't do it, that he's not good enough. And he'll go out and prove it by outworking everybody, which is unique, where some young men, they're scared to put in the work. But he's a young man that'll work all day, loves to work. And I think the running back coach up there is really, really going to like Wayne Gallman because he's got a unique sense of humor. He's an unbelievable young man. He's a college graduate. His priorities are in the right order, and all he wants to do is play football.
Well, I'm glad you alluded to his sense of humor, Coach. I'm sure you get a kick out of this. The first time he met with the media, they asked him what his first impressions were of the Giants facility. He said, the meatloaf in the kitchen. So I think that we already got a taste of his sense of humor with respect to that. And he said, you know what, at Clemson, there wasn't that type of meatloaf. So he's already distinguishing himself with respect to the kitchen. And, you know, talking about that camaraderie, I don't want to get too off topic, but, you know, you've been at Clemson for some time, and the Giants actually have two other members in the recent Clemson classes. They have B.J. Goodson, the linebacker, and then Jadar Johnson is an undrafted free agent who they brought in. How much do you think that's going to help a player like Wayne Gallman that he's coming into a team where he already has a few of his previous teammates already on the squad?
You know, I think the biggest thing is it just gives him a level of comfort. And then also, too, he knows the standard in which we prepare with down here, and so he'll see his teammates, and they're able to remind each other that iron sharpens iron. So they'll bring out the best in their teammates in the locker room. And I think the biggest thing is just going to help him with the transition since we're tight. You heard me laughing about his unique sense of humor. I mean, he's just an easygoing guy off the field, doesn't need much to get him going. He's not motivated by money. He's not motivated by celebrity. He just loves to play football. And so that doesn't surprise me that the first thing that he noticed was the meatloaf. And being in a big city in a big market like New York, it's going to be good to have Jadar and more so BJ, being an older guy that's been there for a little while, just to kind of give him the ins and outs of what to do off the field away from the complex. Because when he's in the complex, he's going to be in football mode.
Yeah, you know, Coach, we talked a lot about his physical abilities, what it is on the field. You're with him in the meeting room teaching him the game of football. And obviously, I don't have to tell you, as big as the physical jump is, the mental jump from college to the pros, the size of the playbook, the terminology and all that stuff can really give these guys a lot of issues. What type of learner was Wayne, and do you think he's going to be able to adjust quickly to the rigors of learning a pro-style offense like the Giants have here under Ben McAdoo?
You know, I think he'll be able to do it. He's a quick learner because, again, you alluded to it earlier in the conversation that he won a starting job as a redshirt freshman. And now when you're redshirt, you're typically not with the offense because you're working with the scout team. And so to be able to come in fall camp with your first real experience and be able to take over that job, you know, is a testament to how quickly he learns. And he's played a ton of football. So he's at a point now where the game doesn't quite move as fast for him. And a lot of it is confidence, and he doesn't lack any confidence. He knows he's got the ability, and the thing that I liked about him is, you know, by the time, you know, he was a senior for me, it wasn't me getting on the board, drawing, explaining, it's like, Wayne, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. I got it, Coach. I'm good to go.
Nice.
That certainly is extremely beneficial. As we're talking with Tony Elliott, the co-offensive coordinator, running backs coach at Clemson. He coached Wayne Gallman, the Giants' fourth-round draft pick this year. One of the things that most rookies have to do in order to get some playing time early in their careers, coach, is he may have to be playing on special teams in addition to his running back role. I'm curious, number one, how much special teams work did he do at Clemson, and how do you think his skill set perhaps could translate to a special teams role?
Now, first for us, it was a little bit, you know, of a different situation in that, especially in his junior year, he was the workhorse, and we didn't want to use him or risk him getting hurt on special teams, so he didn't play much. Going into the season this year, we made an effort, you know, to get him on a couple of things, let him be a hold up guy on punt return. There's no doubt he can run down on kickoff team and light somebody up because, again, he's played linebacker. He's got that mentality. So he's got the skill set. So for us, it was more a situation. He was so valuable to us, you know, as an offensive player, and we have more depth than you would on a 53-man roster, and we had some younger guys that we could play on special teams to get them on the bus, and that's why he didn't do it here for us. But, you know, he's long, he's fast, he's physical, he's intelligent, so he's got a great skill set. It'll just be that learning curve to be able to pick it up quick enough, you know, to be able to get on the field to help you guys.
Coach, final question from me. One guy you had to game plan against this year is Giants second-round pick Dalvin Tomlinson out of Alabama, someone Wayne Gallman tried to run around in that national championship game. What do you remember seeing from that big fella on tape? And I'll tell you what, I watched that first half against you guys in the championship on tape. That guy was all over the field on you.
if I could say one word, monster. he's a monster. I mean, just big, physical, strong guy, and you see a lot of, at our level, you see a lot of big guys, but he just held the point so well. I remember, you know, just watching those guys on tape and just how precise they were with their hands, how it seemed like they were just perfect in every hand fitment that they had up front. Double team couldn't move them. They knew how to get off blocks and make plays, and that's what was so special about that D-line at Alabama is, you know, not only could they hold the point, but they could disengage, and then they had the speed to go make the plays. And I believe he's a highly intelligent man. I've read a lot about him, and I think he graduated with honors.
Yeah, he did.
And so, yep, so he was just very, very impressive. I remember seeing him. You couldn't move him. That's just what I remember about those guys. And so when you said run around him, you know, it wasn't because he wanted to. It was like, hey, Wade, you know, we might want to try and run around these guys and get it to the edge and give ourselves a chance.
Well, that's certainly what the Giants want to hear, a guy that can't move, especially when he's playing next to a big mammoth like Damon Snacks Harrison. Though, Coach, you'd be happy to know that when Wayne said he met Dalvin again here at the Giants facility, he at least has the bragging rights after the result of the latest championship game. So I'm sure you guys have nothing to complain with respect to that.
Oh, it's nothing but respect for those guys. I mean, I think those were probably two of the best college football games in a long time.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I'm
just blessed to be a part of it and to be on the field with those guys. That was a vision that Coach Sweeney had when he took over the program to build a program that could compete with anybody in the country. And obviously Alabama has been at the top of the mountain for several years, and we're just very fortunate and blessed to have our flag at the top of the mountain right now.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to watching Wayne Gallman grow and produce here with the New York Giants. Coach, greatly appreciate the time and the insight. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Clemson co-offensive coordinator, running backs coach Tony Elliott joining us here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Some interesting little tidbits on what Wayne Gallman will bring to the table and seem to be very high on his classroom work as much as his ability to run with the football.
And Lance, that's the trick. Look, everything speeds up at the pro level. We know that. But what allows these players to keep up with the physical speed is being able to process everything up here. Because the minute you start thinking up here when you're going a million miles an hour on the football field, that's when you run into trouble. So you can't match the physical speed until you're up to speed mentally, and it sounds like Wayne Gallman should be able to handle that fairly well.
And you're going to need that mental approach if he has to contribute on special teams, because when Tom Quinn addressed the media not too long ago, he said Gallman could play a role like Paul Perkins, who started off as a coverage guy, and it sounded like Elliott, the head coach at Clemson, sort of indicated that on coverage he could be useful in that regard as well.
Yeah, and frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him as a kickoff return guy too at some point. He's got the speed and the size to do it, so I think that's something they might want to mix him in as much. And Lance, it's funny, this was an odd draft class for the Giants. I wrote about this last week. Really only two guys in their six-person draft class is going to really be able to contribute mightily on coverage teams. You know, Tomlinson could be a field goal block or field goal protect
like
guy,
Hankins.
Maybe, like Hankins was. Davis Wood, obviously, is not doing any special teams work. He's not going to be a gunner out there.
Yes.
And neither is Adam Bisnawati, maybe, you know, field goal protect, something like that. So you're down to the only two guys that are really going to contribute on special teams are Evan Engram and Wayne Gallman as coverage guys. So I think that's interesting, and I think both those guys will have to contribute on special teams over the course of the season if they want to earn their way onto the field.
All right, well, we are in the midst of OTAs. We'll have continuous coverage here on Giants.com, but since it is Memorial Day weekend,
we out!
Yes, no show on Friday, no show the following Monday. We will be back up and running on Tuesday, which is May 30th, with a latest edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live.
By the way, will you be coming out to Seattle for the weekend or no?
No, unfortunately, I'm stuck here in New York City working with other
Lance,
obligations.
Once
you
again,
will be enjoying the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, though, one of our college friends is getting married. I, of course, am attending, and Lance always finds a reason not to go see his friends from college.
Yes, well, you will give us the full report next week. I'm sure Giants fans
can't wait. Psyched.
Oh, they are
absolutely
so psyched to hear the breakdown of the wedding of a common friend. All right, for John
Well,
Schrode,
they would love to have me give commentary on your dancing skills at the reception.
Well, that's true. Well, listen, I did some dancing at your wedding, so you could go back and watch the videotape, and we can have an entire program dedicated to that. Enjoy Memorial Day
pretty,
weekend.
By the way.
Yes, we will speak to you next Tuesday. For John Schmoke, I'm Lance Meadow. Have a good one.
Enjoy your holiday, everybody.